It's just a pleasure to welcome Kenneth Lewis on his debut, CEO of One Gold and the American Precious Metals Exchange, APMEX, a financial professional, 2 decades of leadership experience, Fortune 500 companies. Welcome, CEO Lewis.
Thank you, guys, and look forward to trying to walk you through kind of what we're working on here, and hopefully it's something your listeners will find appealing.
I think they will. We're already excited. Would you like to just give us an overview of One Gold, your platform there?
First and foremost, you know, many people know APMEX has been around 18-plus years, probably the largest, if not the largest, precious metals retailer in the world. We primarily do business online, and we have over 1 million customers, done over $10 billion in revenue over that time. And frankly, we took a step back, and when we've been evaluating the landscape, we see kind of the crypto model and the excitement that was there out there for that at one point in time. And we tried to figure out whether there was a possibility or a way to take those concepts, those core principles of crypto, meaning blockchain, ease of use, online execution, and then apply it with the more traditional mechanism of gold. And so basically, we worked with a couple of partners, Sprott Inc. and a company called Tradewin, and we kind of developed a product where people can take gold ownership and really a pooled gold ownership and have the complete assurance that that product's always there backing it and just make it really seamless and easy to use and at a very low cost.
I think the convenience is just one of the hallmarks of what you've put together here. You know, mobile phone, laptop, desktop. People today, they have electronic devices in virtually every pocket and every area of the home. You can't escape it almost, but you give them options.
I think one of the things that you want to do is when you offer a digital offering, and it's probably the biggest weakness of the cryptocurrencies, is they're not asset-backed. And so what we've done here is we got a product that takes all the security you would expect, everything from two-factor authorization to leveraging the blockchain from a security standpoint, worked with the Royal Canadian Mint. So this is also a really nice concept here, is the Royal Canadian Mint is actually storing the product for all the gold that's going through the two products that we're offering right now. The concept is they actually, believe it or not, what has to happen is before I can sell any gold through One Gold, I've actually got to buy the gold from partners, and the Royal Canadian Mint then physically moves it into a location, and they actually update the blockchain to show that gold's available. So customers can have complete assurance that there's always gold backing their investment, which I think is the biggest drawback for any crypto product in the market today.
Great point, and we hadn't even discussed this or talked about it before the show, but one of the, you might say, bottlenecks with the cryptos here in the SEC and some of the regulators that's on their mind is that they want to feel like this is not a security, but it's one of those working tokens, you know, within a platform, and you seem to have that.
It's all terminologies. Everyone uses different terminologies. And what we've done, and we've worked with our lawyers to really understand this and explore this, the most important thing we're doing differently is we're actually buying a physical asset when we do a transaction. This is not a security because of that, and most people who deal in precious metals are aware of that. But we're giving some of the conveniences that some of the cryptos did bring to the table. So, for example, you can link your checking account to your One Gold account, move money back and forth seamlessly at any time you want, whenever you want to do a transaction. So it's trying to take some of the known benefits of a gold product, make sure it's not a security where you have to worry about the regulatory issues, have it always physically backed, and then just make it super simple to execute.
In other words, it's not a security, it's more like a utility token. That's the term I was looking for. Currently, within most of the Western world, actually, the utility token is the preferred by our regulators. Another intriguing aspect of One Gold, multiple payment options you offer investors, checks, ACH bank wires, bank transfers, credit cards, PayPal. That's my personal favorite. Instant payments.
And even Bitcoin, right? So the key is we allow you to pay in any mechanism you're comfortable with. And more importantly, unlike a lot of exchanges, they ask you to pre-fund before they'll let you do a transaction. We actually allow you to do a transaction, and the funds can come after the transaction locks. So you're able to take advantage of the market real-time, whatever price it's at, you can real-time execute. And one thing that's very important, at least for another couple of months here, One Gold literally is trading right now at spot. So you can actually take a metal position at probably the lowest possible cost it will ever be at right now by buying into spot using any payment mechanism you'd like.
And of course, another neat aspect, physical redemption at One Gold. I mean, this is typically a tedious process. You simplify it and you offer really, you know, minuscule orders, 1 gram and up to a kilo.
Yeah, you're actually able to deal in any dollar amount. I mean, we actually have people doing transactions of $2 or $3 to people doing $125,000 transactions. Because we go to three decimals, both in silver and gold, you pretty much can do in any transaction size that you like. Also, what's really nice about it is if you so choose to want to take physical, you want to have a gold eagle or a gold bar, you can go right onto the site. You can execute the conversion from digital to physical and have it shipped to your home same day, which is something that MatMex has been doing for many, many years. So we're leveraging really the strengths of really the entire ecosystem as well as what AtMex can bring to the table. And we think it's a best-in-class solution. And probably the other thing I want to highlight very quickly is you can also do continuity payments. So basically you can go in and say, I want to buy $10 of gold every 2 weeks, set up a recurring transaction, link it to your bank account, and it will execute, or link it to your credit card or PayPal. And it literally will execute every 2 weeks at the current spot price of what gold's at that time. And now you're taking a dollar cost averaging approach to taking a broader position in precious metals.
Continuity program, you've, I think, touched on this, but probably worth mentioning regular purchases as well through One Gold.
Yeah, no doubt. And also, I think the final highlight is you're able to actually get best tier pricing when you convert to physical. So on AtMex, we have tiered pricing. Typically, you know, to get our best price on silver eagles, you can buy 500 ounces. On One Gold, if you want to buy 10 ounces of silver through a conversion, you're getting our best price as well.
Okay, product strategy. You've spent some time here. Your team's working on different evaluations, different metrics.
You know, one of the things we started with is the Royal Canadian Mint product because we thought a sovereign-backed product would be the best-in-class solution for consumers. But we are working on other concepts down the road, things like a debit card where you could actually buy your groceries and actually pay for it in gold and have it convert real-time as you make your purchase. We're looking at that. We're looking at a yield product at some point down the road where you'll actually, and the way a yield product might work is, I'm actually paying a bank today where I actually borrow against the gold sitting in my vault, and I pay a bank a certain amount of interest for that. Why would I not just pay the customer for that, and they can actually make money while they're taking a gold position? So they're just two examples of things we're working on, and there'll be a number of things we're going to try to go to market with in the next 6 to 12 months.
Not to mention insurance and loss protection features there I see in your literature.
Yeah, absolutely. And we always want to make sure the consumer is protected. And actually, one of the things we put a lot of time into is there's a very self-explanatory video on how it works. And we have an FAQ section that is pretty rich because we want to be very transparent. We want you to know what's going on at all times. And when you call the phone, you're actually going to get a quick answer from our people on our end because we want to serve the customer at the highest level. It's something that we built AtMex off of, and it's something we want One Gold to continue.
Okay, great segue right into the next security issue. Of course, your partnership, Tradewind Markets Vault Chain, the Royal Canadian Mint. You've again briefly touched on this. You might want to add some more here.
Yeah, I think the big thing that we want consumers to know is Sprott is a multi-billion-dollar company. They're traded on the Toronto Stock Exchange. They have a market cap, you know, north of $500 million. You got AtMex here that does $1 billion a year in sales. And then you have a startup in Tradewind that's really founded by IEX and some other key backers, if you will. You're not dealing with a fly-by-night company is what I'm trying to say. You're dealing with proven players. You can trust us, and you're going to know that your assets and your money's been taken care of through the entire process.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, we've, you know, known the great folks, Eric Sprott, John Embry, and many others here on the show for almost 13 years. So tops in the field. Everyone knows it. Peace of mind. Okay, closing comments here. Tell people a little bit more about One Gold. We want to encourage everyone to direct your web browsers to onegold.com. We'll have links up everywhere. CEO Lewis, appreciate your time. And, you know, the mic will be available for you for future updates. Anything else you'd like to add in here on One Gold?
No, I just really appreciate the opportunity and encourage anyone to take a look at it. And feel free to give us a phone call or do online chat. We're here to help you any way we can.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
The blockchain revolution is transforming the global arena, disrupting every industry in its path. Goldseek.com is excited to introduce an off-the-chain opportunity in digital gold and silver from our friends at AtMex and Sprott.com. One Gold holds physical gold and silver metals at the Royal Canadian Mint, the first online marketplace to offer secure and convenient buying, selling, and redemption of digital precious metals. One Gold uses Vault Chain, a secure, immutable blockchain ledger developed by Tradewind Markets, the leading innovator in digital precious metals distributed ledger and blockchain technology. Vault Chain. Gold and silver are 100% redeemable through One Gold for physical precious metals delivered to customers' doors in any size at competitive prices and low transaction storage costs. As a special offer and for a limited time only, One Gold is offering gold and silver at spot price with no additional premiums. OneGold.com is secure and accessible 24/7 on any device, offering convenient purchases and sales of precious metals. Easy recurring transactions make passive saving and gold dollar cost averaging as easy as a single mouse click. Vault Chain offers the best tier pricing on AppMex products, setting the industry standard as a fully backed physical asset with easy redemption in coins, rounds, or bars, offering clients peace of mind and full transparency. Don't get left behind. Remember to bookmark OneGold.com for the safest and most convenient digital precious metals today. Remember, OneGold.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.